Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024, of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting, besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en jy is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor hoe Suid-Afrika kan voordeel trek uit Brasilië se uitdaging met hoër handelstariewe van die VSA. Maar soos ouder gewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbounuushooftrekke. Die Landbounavorsingsraad is besig met planne om 'n entstof teen Buck and Closier plaaslik te vervaardig. 'n Bioveilige fasiliteit en middelgroot produksieeenheid is in ontwikkeling met entstofvoorsiening wat teen vroeg volgende jaar verwag word. Die entstof sal alle plaaslike stamme dek. Die Suid-Afrikaanse sitrusprodusente staar ernstige uitdagings in die gesig by die VSA wat vanaf 1 Augustus 'n invoertarief van 30% op plaaslike sitrus sal hef. Die sitrusprodusente vereniging waarskei dit kan duisende werksgeleenthede kos en Suid-Afrikaanse vrugte onmededingend maak. 6% van Suid-Afrika se sitrusuitvoer is tans na die VSA en ondersteun 35,000 plaaslike en 20,000 Amerikaanse werkgeleenthede. Soos gewoonlik op 'n donderdagoggend gesels ons met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sihlobo. Wandile, ons voer nie net landbouprodukte uit nie, maar ook in, of hoe?
The regular listeners of probably know that one of the themes we like discussing is of agricultural exports, because South Africa is an export-oriented agricultural sector. But we also spend a lot on imports as a country. I mean, we spend over $7 billion on agricultural imports into South Africa. And of course, that basket has a range of products, but at the top of it, it's typically wheat, rice, poultry products, palm oil, and whiskies. But there's another product that I'm seeing now a lot in the news, and that product is coffee.
Waar staan Suid-Afrika in terme van koffie-invoere?
We import coffee, but not that much. Because if you think about our annual coffee import in volumes term, I would say we bring just around 24,000 tons of coffee a year into South Africa. And we import from a range of countries. But Brazil and Vietnam are the major suppliers of coffee into South Africa.
What's the effect of the VSA tariff on our landbouinvoere and uitvoere with Brazilië?
The difficulty that Brazil faces at this moment is that their coffee exports to the US may be hit by the higher tariffs. Because remember, the US has threatened to impose about 50% tariffs on products from Brazil from the 1st of August. If, of course, they don't resolve their own challenges, which have a lot to do with the previous president of Brazil and many of the politics are there in the country. But the important thing is that Brazil may now be looking at the world market and thinking about where to send a range of products.
Wat se voordeel kan ons as Suid-Afrika aan hierdie proses trek?
We already import a lot of poultry from Brazil because, I mean, think about our poultry industry in South Africa. In our consumption, we import about 20% of what we consume a year. That 70% of those imports are from Brazil into South Africa. So we already import a range of products from Brazil. But we can add on that. And what we can add is coffee. As Brazil is out there looking into the world, thinking about how they can diversify, one of the countries I would argue that they can send a bit of their coffee to is South Africa. And I know that the tea and the coffee growers in South Africa will say, why are you asking and arguing for coffee from Brazil? But look, guys,
we already spend a lot on some of these imports, but even on some of the substantive beverages. Think about the whiskeys. Do you realize that in South Africa we spend over $300 million just on the imports of whiskeys into the country? So I think on coffee, if we're already importing around 25,000 tons of coffee, we could push that a little bit higher, and we can make sure that Brazil can bring their high quality stuff into the country.
And dit was die hoof-ekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, AGBIS, Wandile Sithlobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.